Welcome to episode 5 of the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 10-minute educational look into this crazy thing we called cyber. I am your host, Darren Mott. In this episode, we are going to talk about the threat of cybercrime. So this is an interesting threat to look at, because it encompasses so many different things. And there is a somewhat of a misconception about what cybercrime generally is. So hopefully I can demystify some of that and give you a basic understanding of the essentials to cybercrime and what kind of is a cybercrime and what really isn't a cybercrime, because the news certainly doesn't get it right. The media pretty much calls anything, whether it's a computer, a cybercrime. So what I am referencing this for, and when you're looking at cybercrime, understand this way, where when we talk about the threat of cybercrime, what we're talking about largely is individuals and sophisticated criminal enterprises who steal personal information and extort victims for financial gain. Now, the key part of that is steal personal information. And that is because they are attacking a computer. They're not attacking you generally directly. They are attacking your information and then using that for financial gain. So two parts of that, getting information and using it for financial gain. So, but again, the key component of this is it is a computer being targeted and attacked. Now, let's take a look largely at crime in general, because you can say, well, what about crimes against children and, you know, online pedophilia, things like that? Those are crimes. Those are crimes before computers existed. Computers now just use them to further their means. So if it's something that is already a crime, it just happens to be there's a computer involved. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily make it a cybercrime in the perspective I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is someone hacking into a computer, getting access to a computer network, taking the information there and doing something with it from a financial perspective. So, for example, is ransomware cybercrime? Absolutely. Absolutely it is, because ransomware attacks a computer network, causes it not to be accessible, and then they extort you for value. That is probably the top cyber crime you hear the most about today, because it's been hitting things everywhere. So it's hard to kind of not see ransomware occurring from that perspective. And then you have other things like, let's take business email compromise. And one of the number one financial losses in the United States from a cyber perspective, I'm kind of using air quotes for cyber perspective, but what that is doing, and sometimes, and it depends, in most cases, it has to do with utilization of compromised email addresses, which in that perspective would be cybercrime, or it could be you get a fictitious email that appears to come from a company you deal with, and you send them money you're not intending to do so. So that's still, it's still a crime. But again, it has to do with, is the information being compromised through a computer attack? So, which really, if you look at cybercrime, you can basically say, you can kind of take both angles to that. But for most cases, at least the way the FBI takes a look at cybercrime from a threat perspective, it's compromising computer networks. But there is, again, crime that is using a computer to further that crime. For example, email, getting an email saying you won a lottery, or that you, like, I got an email a couple weeks ago that said that I had re-upped my McAfee subscription for $350, call this number to do whatever. So on my other podcast, the Cyber Guy podcast, I actually called the number and recorded it so that people could hear what it's like to talk to a scammer. And there's plenty of those particular audio files out there on YouTube and stuff for other people who do it better than I do. But are those cyber crimes? Those are crimes. People trying to defraud you of your money is a crime. What made it a cyber crime was the guy I was talking to tried to get me to download a file onto my computer that would then give him remote access. And then there you have a cyber crime, because he is targeting my computer to do bad things. So obviously, cybercrime. And that really is the general gist behind the cybercrime threat. It's really quite easy. It's probably the easiest one for most folks to understand and grasp that concept, because it's what's going to impact you most directly, especially if there's a financial component. If you lose money, if someone does identity theft, someone hacks into your bank account through getting your password and stuff, you know, how do the bad guys commit these cybercrimes? So obviously the ransomware guys are using code that they've created and getting people to click on links and open documents and things like that, that install the malware onto that system. And ransomware will be its own Get Cyber Smart program down the line just to kind of talk about what that is and how to protect yourself from it. But there's cybercrime all around, and we are constantly being bombarded by things that occur that are cybercrime that impact us directly. Take a look at different data breaches that have occurred over the course of the last 5 years. If you're a government worker, the Office of Personnel Management compromise of 2015, someone got all of your information. They targeted that computer system and stole the information. If you're a Marriott user, your login and password information and things like that were stolen when someone got into the Marriott account and got your information. Had nothing to do with anything you could do. This is a third party where your information was stolen from. Equifax is another one. Pretty much everybody in the United States who has any kind of debt information, their information was stolen through the Equifax data breach. And there's just a lot of different examples of where our information has been compromised through third parties that we had no way to protect it. So your information, understand your information is out there. There is a website called haveibeenpwned.com. And it's Have I Been Pwned, pwned is P-W-N-E-D. It's a play on the word owned.com. And if you put in your email address, it'll tell you how many times your data has been accessed through a data breach. In other words, someone compromised a computer somewhere and stole information pertaining to you that they can then use to commit crime against you. Now, is it every data breach? No, it's only those that are publicly known. There's plenty of data breaches where the amount of information is unknown to the extent of that information being lost, so it's hard to say. But chances are it's pretty good that most of your information has been compromised in some way, shape, or form. So it's unfortunate to say that, but just understand that it's out there. So how do you protect yourself? The best thing you can do, a couple things, and we'll talk more about this in a couple episodes, is have long secure passwords and use multi-factor authentication. So what is multi-factor authentication? It's where you get a text message or you use an app on your phone to give you a code to help you get access to an account you're trying to get into. We'll talk more about that again in the future a bit, but those two things can do a lot to really reduce the impact that cybercrime has on your life. And again, we will talk more about this in the future, but that is kind of the general gist of what cybercrime is. Next week, we're going to talk about the cyber insider. That is really not going to be a threat generally for individuals per se. It's going to be largely for companies, but still something you should understand and have a grasp on. So that'll be next week, talking about the cyber insider. So until then, I greatly appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Get Cyber Smart podcast and to the Cyber Guy podcast, if you do both. Feel free to provide this information or provide information on the podcast to other folks in your immediate circle that you think would find value in it. Because if you get a little cyber smarter, you'll get a whole lot cyber safer. Until next week, knowledge is protection. Thanks for listening.